Welcome to another podcast for the Vegetable Growers of Australia from Applied Horticultural Research and the Soil Wealth Project, which is funded by Hort Innovation. So listener, someone involved with your farm has got a drone and perhaps they've mastered the flying and hopefully the landing. And you've been to several workshops or you've seen on TV how drones can be very useful for growers from detecting crop damage or irrigation problems in the air. And you might have done several flights over your property when involved with drone consulting. But have you arranged aviation liability insurance or drone registration, licensing, or even considered the rules and regulations of flying a remotely piloted aircraft? Yes, that's what drones are. And that makes them seem less like a toy or a tech gadget and more like something that we have to take seriously. In fact, when you are using them commercially, they are a tool, just like a chainsaw or your forklift. Now, to clear up some of the queries and dispel misconceptions around the responsibilities of owners and operators of remotely piloted aircraft, or drones, is John Coolen, Head of Training and Development at Complete AUV and the Virtual Drone Academy. John is authorised to deliver the Civil Aviation Safety Authority, that's CASA, pilot training, but John wants to make it clear that he doesn't work for or represent CASA. So, John, welcome. And in your opinion, what are the first considerations when operating a drone?
All right, thanks, Kim. Well, the main consideration that I generally stress in my training is that the drone pilot is responsible for knowing the rules and regulations. And the pilot is always the first one that CASA and or lawyers is going to be talking to if there is an accident. And quite often the owner of the property or the farm is also going to be involved in those conversations. So the main dues that I stress is knowing what your liabilities are. And even if you don't need the special licensing through CASA, you still should have some protocols for flying drones on your property. And especially when it comes to OHS, and have some paperwork in case something does happen, like pre and post flight checks, maybe a simple JSA of the flight area, are there any power lines, any structures or other obstructions, kind of sort out your takeoff and landing point. You don't need to do this every time, but just for the different blocks on your farm, you want to have some safety measures in place. So that's the main people. A lot of people forget that this is an aircraft and it can cause serious injury or damage. And you just have to have some thinking about it.
So John, do you have to register your drone?
Well, as of the 20th of January, 2021, all drones that are used commercially have to be registered. This is a brand new thing that CASA's brought out. They've been working on it, trying to get it out for the last year. So yes, it is required to. Doesn't cost anything. It's pretty easy. It's an online thing. You just need your serial number, proof of ID, like a passport or something, and an aviation reference number or an ARN, which are all free online.
So do you have to have an operator's accreditation to fly one?
Again, this is a brand new thing that CASA has come out with that kind of relates to the registration of the drone. So you can't register your drone without getting this operator's accreditation. Now, you don't need the accreditation if you've already got a remote pilot license through CASA, or if you're just going to be flying it for fun, but that's not what we're talking about. So if you're going to be flying it on your farm commercially, you'll need to get this operator's accreditation. It's a free online thing. It's valid for 3 years, and you're required to get this. It's not that hard.
So do you have to have a CASA remote pilot license to fly one commercially?
So that's always been the misunderstanding. And I'll just say real quickly, if you don't get this registration and this accreditation before the 20th of January, or if you're caught flying without this, they can fine you up to $11,000. I thought I'd just throw that in. But so the REPL license or the remote pilot license is you don't need it if you're flying on your own property. And you're not going to be using it for flying at night. So you still have to fly within the standard operating conditions. So you're still, CASA still has regulations that you have to abide by, but you are able to fly on your property if you have the ARN. You get this registration and you get the accreditation and you fly within those standard operating conditions, which are, you know, flying one drone at a time, flying within visual line of sight, flying only during the day. And there's several other, you know, conditions, but those are the main ones. You can't fly over 120 meters high. You're not supposed to fly closer than 30 meters to people. So these things are all still, you still, you know, have to do that. And if you've got a remote pilot license, you're able to apply to CASA to fly outside of these conditions. So that's the big difference with having a remote pilot license or having the accreditation, is that the accreditation, you still have to fly within the standard operating conditions. But with the remote pilot license, you can fly, like I said, at night and things like that. So, and with the remote pilot license, I haven't tried because this accreditation is brand new, but I don't know that you can get aviation insurance or aviation liability insurance with the accreditation, so you may need the remote pilot license when you go to Australian insurance, aviation insurance, to get your, you know, your liability in case your drone crashes into somebody.
John, this is all very important and valuable information. Is it available on the CASA website? Is that accessible to everybody there?
Yeah, so what you need to do on the CASA website is just, it's really simple. You go in there to register your drone, then it says you have to get your accreditation, so you click on that and you go through some questions, and then you get this certificate. And then if you ever approach, if you're flying a drone on your farm or your agronomist is or whatever, you just have to show them that you've registered the drone that you're flying and that you've got this paper. And I was just going to say that the when you get the REPL license or the remote pilot license, there's quite a bit more behind that. It's a very full five-day course. Usually costs between $1,500 and $2,500, and it's not something that, you know, you can just do online. Yeah, it has to be face to face. There's 5 hours of flying you have to do. There's a flight test, and yeah, so that part of it's a little bit more involved than the accreditation part.
And how long do they last?
Those are forever. So that once you get a remote pilot license, there is no expiring.
Right. Now, John, your final words of advice to the drone operators in the horticultural industry.
I just keep in mind, this is my opinion, but if it were my farm or business, you know, I'd first make sure that everybody is covered, you know, that my OH&S is up to scratch using drones on my farm. And that, you know, my assets are covered, so to speak, you know, that if the drone did, which they do, believe it or not, they'll just keep going, or the battery might have been put in a bit wrong and it drops out of the sky. Lawyers want to know why you were flying without a drone log, or how old your battery, or, you know, and are they licensed? Oh, they've got this accreditation. And you're flying over school buses with this. So I would probably pay the money, not just because I'm a training company and that's what I do for a living, but, you know, for the money it costs to get the remote pilot license and have them covered under aviation insurance, you know, you just sleep better at night that if it does go into some power lines or fall on a pick, you know, one of your farm workers, you're covered. So I guess it depends on how lucky you feel when you know, how much faith you put in these electronic gadgets, you know, because that's all they are. They're, well, not gadgets, don't get me wrong, as we said, they're tools, but they will fall out of the sky, you know, sometimes. So yeah, just be careful.
Like accidents can happen with any farm equipment.
So, yeah.
You're right. Mm. Look, thank you, John. We really, really appreciate the time you've given to us today. And we look forward to taking advantage of your experience and your expertise with drones in the future. We hope that you'll come back and tell us more. And thank you for joining us, listener. And for more informative podcasts produced by AHR, please go to the Soil Wealth website, where there's a vast number of resources for the Aussie vegetable growers.